feel like all the women we have on our show, like our co-hosts, always get too famous for us. And then
I would just like to think that we are fertile ground from which they can blossom. We are the manure from which they spring.
The manure from which they spring. I was going to say holding fort, but I think your metaphor is way better.
Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across Civic Media.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
Just a little heads up before something bad happens.
Move your coffee cup away from your computer.
Oh, no, 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 no.
So you can have more control.
Stop. You're texting your boss by mistake.
Uh-oh. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org.
Warning, the cap is loose on that ketchup.
Ugh. Don't wait. You have the power to change the outcome. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
And we're live here outside the Perez family home just waiting for the... And there they go! Almost on time this morning. Mom is coming out the front door strong with a double-arm kid carry. Looks like Dad has the bags. Daughter is bringing up the rear. Oh, but the diaper bag wasn't closed. Diapers and toys are everywhere. Ooh, but Mom has just nailed the perfect car seat buckle for the toddler. And now the eldest daughter, who looks to be about 9 or 10, has secured herself in the booster seat. Dad zips the bag closed, and they're off. Ah, but looks like Mom doesn't realize her coffee cup is still on the roof of the car. And there it goes. Oh, that's a shame. That mug was a fam favorite.
Don't sweat the small stuff. Just nail the big stuff, like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Learn more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
AdoptUSKids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting. A Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
Today, I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying, totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous, as in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
What is dedication?
I am the father of a 9-year-old little girl and a 6-year-old little boy. And I find fatherhood both relentlessly challenging and relentlessly rewarding. My daughter is biological and my son is adopted. I love them both so much. From the morning when you wake up to putting them to bed at night, And every moment in between, it really is so special. And boy, is it exhausting. One thing that I fear about being a parent is the future for my children. I think a parent's job is to protect our children, but also prepare them for the world so they become good, kind human beings. But I'm also hopeful that the future holds a more inclusive and compassionate world for them.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Put a frog in boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As veterans, we tell ourselves the lie that we can handle anything. We let the water boil. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
You are listening to pre-recorded content on Devil Radio. To see our station's entire live lineup, check out devilradio927.com.
Crazy what I'm about to say. Sunshine, she's here. You can take a break.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. We are Kristen Bryless. She is on her honeymoon. It's Jane Matinier and Carol Kane filling in for the next couple of hours. Hello, Oshkosh, Amory, Wisconsin Rapids, Richland Center, Wausau, Waukesha, and we will be in Madison tonight. Our next guest, really excited. He's been with them for a long, long time. Al Dertke is with the International Institute of Wisconsin. They put on the incredible Holiday Folk Fair, which is kicking off this Friday and runs through Sunday at the Expo Center at State Fair Park in West Allis. How are you doing, Al?
We're doing very good.
Thank you so much for joining us. You're in the run up to the big kickoff, right?
That is correct. We have the big kickoff on Friday for this year's Holiday Folk Fair, which will be the 79th annual Holiday Folk Fair. So we're excited, especially after the last 2 years of not being live, if I could put it that way. We're going to be live and at the event, and we're going to have all the taste, the sounds, etc. of this year's Holiday Folk Fair to enjoy.
You know what's so great about the Folk Fair, outside of what you just mentioned? Because I remember as a kid, I used to go because you could get all the ethnic foods that you never could normally get on a regular basis. But it's such a nice way, because I'm German and Norwegian and English, and it's such a nice way to see your ethnic heritage celebrated in such a glorious way.
That is true. And especially as you're talking about food, you'll be able to both smell and to taste that food that's so special. And a lot of these things are only done at certain times of the year, and that's equally as important because it celebrates our cultural heritage of each of us. And as you mentioned yourself, there'll be exhibitors, there will be food booths, there will be marketplace, and there will be dances, etc., that will celebrate every one of these particular aspects of your cultural heritage, and that's what's so important about Holiday Folk Fair.
Al, what is the theme for this year's Folk Fair?
It is celebrate the culture of living heritage. So as we look at each of us has a heritage, and we're looking at celebrating those kind of things that make us special, that make us unique. So it might be as simple as language. What's your language? That's an important part of your heritage. It is the celebrations that you have. It is the food that you eat. It is the dances that you dance. It's the music that you listen to. These are all aspects of your heritage, and we're coming together to celebrate that as a community.
You know, it's so easy for, now I'm going to have to make my way down because I have to bring the lefse for Thanksgiving, and you're the only place I know where I can get lefse. But I think it's so easy for these traditions and for people to kind of like move away from their own heritage. You know, I always say life kind of gets in the way, and you just forget to celebrate and some of these really wonderful traditions, especially now with the holidays, they kind of like get lost in the shuffle. And this is a great way to be able to go and revisit.
You're absolutely right in terms of how to do that. Yes, we do forget those kind of aspects. It this kind of brings those aspects back. It brings us back into things that we have experienced or even new aspects that we want to experience. You know, in terms of looking at people want to travel and go to other countries, but perhaps they're not able to do so, but they hear these things. They might see them on TV in terms of travelogues that are there. But you don't have that hands-on kind of experience. And Holiday Folk Career gives you a hands-on kind of experience where you can actually meet individuals who are from those places around the world who bring to you to enjoy that food, that music, that dance, those exhibits, those kind of things here at in Milwaukee at the Holiday Folk Fair.
Al, you've been involved with the Folk Fair for a very, very long time. How did you get started with this?
Oh, I got started as a volunteer, and that's how most people get started. You know, you get hooked into doing something, if I could put it this way. But it was something that I was very interested in and didn't know much about Holiday Folk Fair. And so what happened is I started out as a assistant to the the chairman of the food area. And so I did things like mop floors and clean sinks and those kind of things, which are all important so that the traditions and they had time to carry on the things that they were involved in. And I kind of moved my way up and said, hey, when the position became available, I think I'd like to do this. And I've always had a very strong interest in international, and this is the place to really experience international at its best.
Okay, now, if somebody wants to come and visit the Folk Fair this weekend when you kick it off, is there anything in particular that you would really encourage them, a special attraction, if you will, that you would really encourage people to make sure that they check out?
Well, I would say that one of the things that they need to know is that on Friday at 2:30, there will be a naturalization ceremony. And here we will welcome 100-plus citizens into our community. I always think that's a really special kind of time when we get to, I don't want to say expand our community, but really to welcome people as being part of that active community in all its aspects. So that's a very special time. Other times, there's all kinds of things going on, so it's a continuous kind of event. If you're asking me to pick one thing, that's really difficult to do, because there is so much that is available to us. So if you look at through the weekend, there's always something new going on, something exciting that's going to be happening. So if you're not at the food booths eating, you might be sitting in the coffee house listening to music and also perhaps even dancing to shed a few of those extra pounds that you got eating. And then you might have gone into doing your Christmas shopping. So you go over to the marketplace and look at that. And then you probably wind up back at the exhibits to look at those kind of exhibits that bring back special kind of memories, but also in terms of engaging with the individuals who are there, who might be from your specific culture. So you learn about new cultures. Like, for example, you might want to see, you know, I hear all this thing about the Rohingya being in our community. Who is this group? Well, they'll be there. Okay, I want to learn about the Burmese. They will be there. Or about the Albanians, and the numbers go on in terms of those people that you could meet on a very personal kind of basis to exchange conversation with, to learn about more of who they are. And they also have the opportunity of learning more about us.
Al Dertke is with the International Institute of Wisconsin, which produces the Holiday Folk Fair International, and it's kicking off Friday and runs through Sunday. You mentioned that naturalization ceremony, Al, and I have never made it for that because I think I would just be a weeping mess.
Well, it is one of those kinds that's quite emotional. I have to say that much. No question about it. But it's a very special time. And then also at the opening at 5:30, we also do the awards, and we're going to recognize a number of individuals they'll be inducted, as we might say, to our Wall of Honor. And those individuals who have spent a lifetime helping produce the holiday fervor, being part of it, bringing this to our community, and also a group of artisans who have very, very special skills, and they'll be demonstrating their particular artistry, their skills that come along with them at this year's Holiday Folk Fair, but they will also be recognized at that particular event.
You know what?
So it's a very special time.
I think you brought up a very, very interesting but very important part of the Holiday Folk Fair. One, not only is it fun and you can learn about your heritage and maybe sample some of the food that you've had as you were growing up, but two, in these tumultuous times in which we live, it is so important for us to, you know, understand what other cultures, what they mean to the people, and how we need to move in that direction to understand one another, to get along with one another better. I just think that there's so much contention out in the world right now that if we could just all take a time and take a breather and understand that we're all just people, we just come from different places, we can move in the right direction, right?
That is so true. No question about that at all. And as you're saying, I'm thinking just about the Ukrainian kind of conflict that's happening right now. The Ukrainians will be here. They will be able to share their food, their culture, etc. You hear a lot about them on the radio and TV, but perhaps you've never even met a Ukrainian person before. This will give you that kind of opportunity to converse with them, to learn more about their cultural heritage. And so what it goes on with each of the groups that we're going to have involved in this year's Holiday Folk Fair.
And the Folk Fair is very, very kid-friendly, too, isn't it, Al?
It is very kid-friendly, no question about it. This is a family event, okay? And so we have activities that are going on for children. There's all kinds of things they can get engaged in. There's all kinds of hands-on kind of activities, especially art kind of activities. They can also learn how to do pottery. They can learn how to do drawings. One of the special things, we're also going to be showcasing some children's art this year, which is murals that we've gotten made by school children from Milwaukee Public Schools that will be, if I could say, decorating the spaces that we're going to be using. But these are how the individuals see the world, and they're sharing their vision. We also have another group of artists from Japan that will be showing children's art from Japan. So there is a lot of things that are available for anyone that comes to this year's Holiday Folk Fair.
It's such a great learning experience because I've gone as an adult, but it was so special to me. My Girl Scout troop used to go. We'd load up in the car, you know, and we would just go and we would have such a wonderful time. And I'm absolutely brutally honest with you, Al. You better have some lefse there that I could pick up for Thanksgiving because I've got to come down and pick some up. Otherwise, I'm a dead duck. I'm not welcome at my brother's.
Okay. All right. That sounds great. I think that's where everyone is at. And this year also, we're featuring bread as being our food for this year. What is that? That's bread. It might be your kind of bread. Okay, there's all kinds of breads. And what happens with bread is people share bread. This is a real important aspect of everyone's cultural heritage, of sharing some kind of, how would you say, item, which happens to be bread, with each other, to show this kind of companionship, this understanding, this sharing. It's just a totally encompassing kind of thought when you think about just the simple thing of sharing bread.
There you
go.
How
important that is.
Check it out. It is this weekend at the State Fair Park Expo Center in West Dallas, the Holiday Folk Fair. Al Dirka, it has been such a pleasure talking to you. Have a wonderful weekend, and we'll talk again. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
We will be right back after this break. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio. Dana Perry.
What am I fearing? Why do I worry at all?
Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
The Devil's Advocates, the fix for political junkies everywhere.
You recall the Capitol insurrection? A post-ABC news poll showed 54% said Trump should be criminally charged for inciting the riot. That's like a litany of criminal allegations against the former president. You can say it's all partisanship and a witch hunt, but there wasn't one credible accusation against Obama during his entire eight-year term. So how Republicans just ignore all the evidence? I mean, he was perpetrating a coup on multiple levels.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Cloudy overnight with a low of 33. Winds out of the south, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Overcast tomorrow, chance for scattered showers, daytime highs approaching 48. Slight chance for scattered showers tomorrow night, 30. Overcast skies, clear skies Friday with daytime highs approaching 43. 48 Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 39 degrees.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. Jane Matinier, Carol Kane in for Kristen Bry today. Just got done talking to Al Dirtke with the Holiday Folk Fair. And I just want to remind folks that everything, links to everything and all of our guests, and if you need information, Brooke, sure, our social media czar is on top of it. So just go to our asgoeswisconsin.com website and you should find all the links and all the stuff that you need right there.
You know, I should have asked him, and I didn't, but I, because this is lutefisk season, too, for Norwegians. Ugh. I love it. Ugh. I love it.
You eat the oddest things.
It's, well, you know, once you get the, once you soak the lye out of it, and you cook
why?
It.
Okay, wait, stop.
I know, it's
Why do they soak it in
lye? It was a preservative. That's just to preserve it. And, but you just pour a ton of butter over it. And there's a church out in this neck of the woods that I may be coming to on the 3rd to go and have their lutefisk dinner. Is so, St. Olaf's, I think.
Lutefisk Fest.
Lutefisk and lefse. Can't take it out of the girl.
I've had lefse, which is, it's just a lovely flatbread, right?
Yeah. It's like a tortilla. It looks like a tortilla.
Yeah. Nothing too special about it, but I guess it's a very, as Al said, bread is truly one of those unifying things, right?
I agree with him completely.
We all eat it. So we're going to switch gears a little bit, and I'm sure many of you have already heard about this plane crash. Yesterday, plane carrying 3 people and like 56 dogs crashed onto the Western Lakes Golf Club in the town of Delafield yesterday morning as all that snow was coming down. And remarkably, the 3 people did suffer some injuries, but nothing was fatal. None of the dogs.
The wing got ripped off.
Both the wings got ripped off.
Yeah. I mean,
it's just astonishing.
And, you know, the thing is that, just a little background for you from me, but my dog Beauregard came from Hawes,
which is a wonderful organization.
Wonderful. And that's where these guys were headed, right, to Hawes. And they usually do get these plane loads from either storm damaged places or, you know, whatever.
A lot of places down south.
Always, it seems, down south. So I was called once, this is after I got Beauregard, and I was called and asked to help unload one of these planes. And so we were at the Waukesha County Airport, right over here, mm-hmm, and the plane landed, and this is why I feel so badly for these poor animals that were involved in this crash yesterday, because they opened the hold, and there's cage upon cage of these animals, and we have to get them out, and you have to get them, you know, let them go potty, and sure, let them do this, and give them a little water, because they've been on a long flight. And they were, back then, when I helped,
that was a normal flight.
Yes. They were coming in from Houston, that had been hit by a hurricane. And so, they were scared, and they were nervous, they'd been on a plane, you know, and it was just something. So the fact that these poor dogs had to go through this, and then they have to get in and get rescued, rescued, and I tried to get a hold of somebody. So did you at Haws?
I'm but sure they're probably swamped.
They're swamped with these animals. I know they are.
And this is a nationwide story. It was on ABC World News last night.
Yes,
and so yeah, they were flying from New Orleans to Waukesha to deliver 53 dogs to Haws. The three adults on the plane assessed and treated at the scene with non-life-threatening injuries. Right. So well done to that pilot and co-pilot.
Absolutely.
Who managed to get that thing down safely without any fatalities.
You know,
incredible.
It's another feather in the cap for this area and Wisconsin overall, because once again, when the call is made, you will never find Wisconsin saying no. Very rarely will you find Wisconsin saying no. And Haws in particular brings these animals in. They make sure that they're well. They get their vet check. They get their meds if they need it. And they make sure that those dogs are ready for adoption when the time comes. And 99.9% of those dogs will be gone in a short period of time.
Very short period of time.
Yes.
And as you said, the staff at Haws jumped into action right away, got
sure.
to the scene so they could unload the dogs and get them checked out and taken somewhere warm. And so the volunteer, we wouldn't be anything without volunteers.
No. No, I, once again, like I said, they make the call, and I want you to also understand, too, and it goes for many of the humane societies, but I can speak to Haws because of the fact that I have a personal story with them. They also vet you very well, you know, they want to make sure that you are that dog's forever home. And like, we had to bring my Sydney, and she had to meet Beauregard.
Make sure everybody gets along.
Right. And make sure everything was fine, and they wanted to make sure that my family was going to be taking care of this dog in the way that he needed to be treated. So, I mean, there's a little bit of red tape, but if you're really committed and you want to, they become part of your family.
Absolutely.
My gosh,
it's so worth it. And I think the other thing that has changed, maybe they've always done this, but certainly in the last couple of years, they want people to be very, very aware of not only the emotional obligation but the financial obligation that comes with having a
Absolutely.
Pet and what the annual expenses tend to be, because I think tragically sometimes people get into tough financial circumstances, and that's why they have to surrender their pets. It's not like they want to.
Actually, that's happening a little bit more and more right now because of the inflation situation that we have, and some of our humane societies are really overrun with dogs that are having to be relinquished because people cannot keep them in the lifestyle of which they want to, and they have to make sure that they are safe. And I understand that. I understand, and but it's also, I understand how difficult that is. I don't know what I would do if I had to return, you know, take Beauregard back. I'd be sick to my stomach.
Right?
Yeah.
And just worry for the rest of your life, what happens?
Where
what happened to my baby?
Yeah.
What happened to my baby?
Where's my guy?
So if you are interested, I'm sure if you are interested in volunteering, I know the Wisconsin Humane Society, Humane Animal Welfare of Waukesha, they're always looking for volunteers. They can always use donations, and sometimes they will take items. So you may want to go to their websites and just see if they have a wish list or anything like that going on.
I think they do.
So you don't necessarily have to just give them money if you've got some other stuff. You know, we've given them towels and things like that. So check that out. And again, all the links will be up on our website asgoeswisconsin.com. We got the bottom of the hour break coming up. When we come back, Harold Mester from Mitchell International Airport is going to be joining us to talk about flying to warm places this winter. Stick around. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
WAUK 540 AM. Brookfield's choice for News Talk Radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
WAUK will be broadcasting the Waukesha Christmas Parade live, and you can become a sponsor. Call us at 262-232-8164. Sponsorship includes an on-air interview during the live broadcast of the Christmas Parade. A portion of the proceeds goes directly to the Waukesha Memorial Fund. Please call at 262-232-8164. That's 262-232-8164.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Veterans, whatever you're going through, don't wait. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Over the years, you've really kept up with the times. You're on social media.
Like, dislike, block.
Maintained your health.
10,000 steps. I'm a beast.
You even programmed your own smart home.
In 10 minutes, remind me that I'm a genius.
In 10 minutes, I'll remind you that you're a genius.
If you can do all that, you can definitely save for retirement. Just go to aceyourretirement.org, a free online tool sponsored by AARP that can help you get on track with your retirement savings no matter your age. At aceyourretirement.org, you'll meet Avo, the friendly digital retirement coach, and in just 3 minutes, get personalized recommendations to help boost your retirement savings. They're easy to understand and work with your lifestyle. It's quick, easy, and free. Plus, it's brought to you by AARP, so you know they got your back.
You are a genius.
Take charge of your retirement. Go to aceyourretirement.org now. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. I came out in the 11th grade. Nobody was embracing you. The kids were cruel. It was very difficult to be gay. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
The hard part was determining that I was going to do it, but I definitely didn't do it alone.
At age 30, with the help of her mentor, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
I have a mentor, Maria. She convinced me to continue my education and to finish what I started to get my diploma. Just never judges. She's a true role model. If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, go get it. You can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council present the story of Cynthia and Ed.
My mother was always very active and independent, and she was familiar with her neighborhood. But one day, out of the blue, she stopped at the stop sign for much longer than usual. And she didn't know whether she should go forward or turn or just stay at the stop sign. She wasn't even really sure where she was at. She was very concerned. It was very unsettling for her.
It's important for you to talk to someone about it, to bring the family in on it. I felt so much better after my son told me, Mom, I don't want you to worry or be afraid. I'll be there for you and we'll figure it out.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. Jane and Carol, Carolyn Jane, in for Kristen Bry, who is on her honeymoon. And we are joined. This is a good news for people who are going to be traveling to warm weather places this winter. We are joined by the Director of Public Affairs and Marketing for Milwaukee's Mitchell International Airport, Harold Mester. Harold, thank you so much for taking time to talk to us today.
Good afternoon. Thanks, Jane.
Tell us, first of all, so the coat check is back.
She's very excited about this, Harold.
I think people really like this, though, as a perk.
Yeah, the only airport in the U.S. that offers a coat check. And, you know, what better place when it's cold here to just leave your coat with us at the airport, go on your beach or your cruise vacation and not have to lug that coat around, and then you just pick it up when you land back in Milwaukee. It's pretty innovative.
So where exactly can we check them now? Because I have to be honest with you, Harold. I've been kind of like kind of out of commission for the past year and a half, and I haven't been at the airport because I haven't been capable of traveling. So where will we find this coat check?
So it's in our brand, well, relatively brand new Summerfest Marketplace store. So that's pre-security. So it doesn't matter which concourse you're traveling out of. You can go into the Summerfest Marketplace and you check your coat right with the clerk who's running the cashier stand in there. So you leave it with them. They will only take coats, hats, mittens. You can't store anything else there, but you can store your winter gear there, and it'll be locked and secured while you're gone.
And is there a daily fee for this, Harold?
Yeah, it's $2 per day, so it's very reasonably priced. And if you're on a longer trip, we actually cap it at $10. So even if you're gone for a couple weeks, $10 is the maximum you would pay.
Oh, my goodness. That's well worth it.
That's cheaper than checking your bag. You know, if you don't have to put your coat in your bag, maybe you can get away with just a carry-on.
I just said that. I just told Jane that that's what I used to do when I would travel to warm weather, because we would go in the middle of winter, and I would just throw my coat into my bag and just check it and just get on the plane. And this is so much better. So for $10, are you kidding?
Well, while we're on the subject of carry-on bags, Harold, last half hour I offered to work for Mitchell International Airport because I think there needs to be someone policing that little metal thing right before you go down the gangway, and it says if your carry-on luggage does not fit this, then you have to check it. No one ever does that. I will do that.
They're bringing on bags that are just too big, huh?
They're huge. You could fit a body in several of those bags.
Wow.
You know, some of the airlines that charge for carry-on bags, like Spirit, Frontier, and others, they do police it pretty well. But do some they? Of the other airlines that you don't have to pay extra for a carry-on, yeah, maybe they could use your help, huh?
Okay, so now let's talk about travel. Let's talk about we've been talking all about Wisconsin in the winter and how many wonderful things there are to do. But that being said, we do realize that once we get into like February, we can get a little tired of the cold and the snow and the rain and the this and the ice. What are some of the hot spots that people are looking at this year?
Well, Cancun has emerged as a really popular one, especially when the pandemic, we were starting to kind of get out of the pandemic. That was a popular place, and it's still very popular. So Sun Country Airlines is resuming their seasonal service on Saturdays to Cancun so that you can fly straight to Cancun from Milwaukee. Apple and Funjet Vacations also have multiple flights per week, and those run from December through April. So those are that's a really good destination. And then, of course, Florida, Orlando, Tampa, Fort Myers, Fort Lauderdale. We have flights to all of those locations, a lot of flights to Phoenix this winter, a lot of flights to Texas, places like that. So we have a lot of options for folks to escape the cold here and get somewhere warm.
Are travel numbers back up to what they were before the pandemic, Harold? Are we getting close?
Yeah, leisure travel has actually fully recovered. Business travel has not. So our total overall numbers were still down about 10%, give or take, from where we were in 2019. But that's gradually increasing with each month as we move forward.
I bet it's really challenging, though, because of business travel has changed so much, right?
Yeah, what we're seeing now is a lot of the business travelers are ones who have to be somewhere to work on something, you know, in person. So like a technician or a repair person that needs to be flown in to fix something. The salespeople aren't traveling as much, but some of them are, again, because they can have an advantage if they're trying to get a client's business and you show up in person. That just gives you an advantage over someone on a screen.
Now, let me ask you about going to one of these southern areas outside of, you know, Arizona or Florida. What do you need as a traveler these days when it comes to, do you need a vaccination card? Do you need proof of immunization and a mask and all this kind of stuff? I'm really not clear.
Yeah, that's a good question, because there's probably a lot of people who have not traveled still, you know, for the last couple of years. So none of those things are required for domestic travel anymore. Now, there could be some restrictions depending on which country you're traveling to, if it's international. But for domestic travel within the U.S., no masks are required anymore. No vaccinations are required anymore. So that's where we are. No one's checking for anything. And then from what I see around the terminal, most people are not wearing masks. You still can. There's nothing that stops individuals from wearing masks. I mean, maybe 5 or 10% of the traveling public still does, but it's kind of like it was before.
Harold Mester is the Director of Public Affairs and Marketing for Milwaukee's Mitchell International Airport. Harold, what is CLEAR?
So CLEAR just started this summer. So CLEAR is an expedited security screening program, and that's where you actually use your biometrics, so either your eyes or your fingerprints, to authenticate yourself. You don't even have to show your ID if you're using CLEAR. So if you're enrolled in that program, and it comes at a cost of about $16 per month, but that you can use it on an unlimited basis at airports all around the country, you authenticate yourself with your biometrics, and they escort you right to the front of the security line. So if there's any kind of line, you don't have it, it can still work in conjunction with TSA PreCheck. Individuals who use that can still use their PreCheck benefits at the same time that they're using the CLEAR service.
Okay. I have to be honest with you. I just had, over the summer, I had two brand new, so I've got these big titanium hips now, okay? Do I have to carry anything? Does that, I know I sound like I'm 100 years old, but it happened and that's all there is to it. Or you just get in the scanner and you just make the declaration, yeah, I got body parts replaced.
I would still try to bring that documentation or even a photo of it on your phone so that you can show that, just so that they know what's there before you go through the screening process.
So
even
like if you my have, x-ray, take a picture of my x-ray on my phone?
Well, did they give you a letter or something?
No.
Okay, well then you would just disclose it. You know, you would just disclose that
to the
officers so that they know.
Okay.
Harold, I thought with the driver's licenses, there was going to be restrictions for people who were going to be allowed to fly unless you had a particular type of driver's license. Is that accurate or not?
That's a great thing to talk about right now. So that's something that's going to be required next year, and it's called a real ID. So if you look at your driver's license or state ID card in the state of Wisconsin, it would have a star in the corner. If it does not have a star, you would have to use another form of a real ID. A passport counts as a real ID if your driver's license does not have it. But we're encouraging everyone, when they get their driver's license renewed, to get that star. I think you have to bring a little bit of extra documentation, maybe a birth certificate or something else like that, when you renew your license. But that verifies your status, and that will be required. I believe it's October 1st of 2023.
That's what I thought too. Yeah, I thought it was
October. So it's less than a year from now. So if anyone's getting their license or ID card renewed, I highly recommend that you get that if you plan to travel by air.
And I would do it soon, because I got my license renewed 2 years ago. I brought everything that I thought I needed for that real ID, and they wanted an original Social Security card that had some perforation that was missing on the one that I brought them. So I actually found it easier to get a passport and to go through that process than getting the real ID. But it's something to take very seriously, because that's not going to just affect planes.
Yeah, and if you have a passport, you know, that counts as a real ID. You just got to remember to bring it with you. But this is something that I believe was first proposed in the year 2002, so it's taken them 20 years to try to implement this thing. And I think we're at about 50%, give or take, compliance in Wisconsin with the state ID and driver's licenses, so there's still a long way to go. And they've pushed the deadline back many times for this. They may push it back again, but as of now, it's October of next year.
So what else is new at the airport? You guys are constantly making changes and making improvements. What's new? What's big?
Well, one of the big ones, and this can be really good for holiday travel coming up, is we have a new app called MKE Smart Park, and it allows you to, you can sign up, my light just turned off there, you can sign up for the MKE Smart Park app, and it allows you to use your cell phone to actually enter and exit our parking facility, so you wouldn't have to pull a ticket and then, save that ticket and then pay when you come back from your trip. You just use your phone to enter and exit. You can also make a reservation for parking, which guarantees parking during busy periods if we might get full, like over Thanksgiving or the Christmas New Year's period. As long as you have a reservation, we guarantee availability for you in any of our parking facilities. So that's a really good option, and that's something new that we just launched this year. Another cool thing that's coming up right after Thanksgiving is we have our Letters to Santa program. So we're actually collecting letters to Santa that we're going to fly up to the North Pole on Alaska Airlines. So for that week after Thanksgiving, so it's the, I think the 28th through December 3rd, you can come to the airport, drop off a letter to Santa, and we're going to make sure that everyone who drops off a letter gets a handwritten response from Santa in the mail. So it's a really cool thing that we're offering, just to, you know, a little community project to let folks know that, you know, we have flights on Alaska Airlines.
Do you get to go on fun stuff like this, Harold, just because you work there? It's like, I just want to ride along because I
you know, I wish I could. I don't. I have to pay for a ticket just like everybody else, but it is a fun place to work, and we try to have some fun here.
You got
to
renegotiate that for next time. You are also a private pilot, which I always find so fascinating because I am so mathematically challenged. That is not something I would ever be able to do. Is it a really difficult thing to pass your pilot's test?
You know, if I can do it, anybody can do it.
There's a humble man right there.
I mean, it's in some ways, it's easier than driving a car, because when you're up there, you're not close to anything. You don't need to be so precise keeping yourself in between those lanes on the road like you are on a car. So, yeah, there's a lot of regulations and math involved. But once you go through the training process, which can take about 6 months to a year, it's not cheap to do it, but it's comparable to like golfing or fishing, you know, what you would spend on that kind of a hobby. But it does give you a different perspective of the Milwaukee area or wherever you're flying to. It's a lot of fun.
You know, and I do understand too, getting back to the flights that you have, that you have you've upped the flights like to out east, like to Boston and New York, and you can go straight from Milwaukee maybe to JFK or LaGuardia.
Yeah, so JetBlue just started service earlier this year, and that's been a really nice addition to this airport. They have high quality service, brand new planes, live TV at every seat, and they do daily flights to both Boston and New York JFK. So that's been good. Spirit has actually added a lot of flights from here to places like Orlando, Las Vegas. So there's some new service here, and we encourage folks to go to flymke.com. They can check out all of our nonstop destinations.
And that's going to have all the information about the coat check and all those other things, too.
Yeah, we got the coat check and the Smart Park app right there on the homepage.
She's really into the coat check thing.
I'm so excited.
Really, really into the coat check. And I love the parking thing, because I can never, if I reserve a spot, then I've got that on my phone and I at least know where my spot is. I cannot tell you how many times, no matter where I am, I aimlessly wander around a parking structure trying to figure out where the heck I park my car.
Yeah, now, so our app gives you a guaranteed availability, not necessarily a specific spot, but it guarantees that there's room for you in there.
Well, then let's give Jane that job. She can. That's another job for Jane.
Harold Mester is the Director of PR and Marketing for Milwaukee's Mitchell International Airport. It's been a delight having you on, Harold. Thank you so very much.
Thanks a lot. Take care.
You too. We're going to break. We'll be right back. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and whatever. Just don't text and drive. Visit stoptextsstoprex.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Overcast skies overnight with a low of 33. Winds out of the south, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Overcast again tomorrow. Chance for scattered rain showers. Highs level off around 48. Slight chance for scattered rain showers tomorrow night, 30. Cloudy. Sunny skies Friday with highs around 43. 48 Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 39 degrees.
A progressive voice from Manitowoc to Janesville. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with you for one more hour. Carol Kane and Jane Matinier were filling in for Kristen Bry, who is on her honeymoon. Great to talk to Harold Mester. I love our airport.
Truly, it is so accessible, so easy to navigate.
Compared to O'Hare?
I cannot tell you. I remember taking the kids to the Bahamas a number of years ago, and they were little. And we had just a little carry-on, like Alex had his backpack, Liz had the stuff. And we got into our concourse in Chicago, and they said, no, we've switched. And the plate, you got to go, you got to run, because it's now in another concourse. Uh-huh. It's not in this concourse C, you've got to go over to D. And I became the mother. I was just the mother from you know where. It was just like I'm screaming at my poor little 7-year-old boy, hurry up!
We're going to miss the plane!
We're going to miss our plane! And it was so awful. And by the time we got on the plane, the kids were crying. Honest to God, I'm waiting for my kids to write a book.
The time my mother traumatized me getting on the plane to go on vacation.
Oh, Lord.
So you found this interesting story yesterday.
Speaking of traumatizing,
yes,
because this to me is dreams. I saw this on the national news, and I turned and I looked and I went, oh, that is so wrong. It's the emotional support plush man bear you didn't know you needed. And it says,
Wait. The emotional support man bear.
Man bear that you didn't know you needed.
Okay.
So it's like, if you're looking for a giant stuffy, that's what they say, with the shape and a size of an adult human body, then the head and half sleep bear look. It's called the Loving Bear Puffy. It's $150 basically. And what it is they say he becomes a part. So this is a full-sized.
This is a 6-foot-tall bear.
Right. So he becomes part of the family. He is always at home waiting for you. He doesn't snore, he doesn't sweat, and he doesn't complain. But he just creeps me out.
It sounds like you have someone who's home who's dead.
Right?
Yes, he's always there, and he's quiet.
I know, he's quiet. I'm telling you right now, there's all kinds of wrong when it comes to this. And there's this picture of this woman who's cuddled up to this thing on a bed, and she's got him dressed in a Christmas sweater and a pair of jeans, and she's all cuddled up. And is it just me, Jane, or have we taken this like emotional support thing to like an nth degree? Like the first time I saw this. When I saw this on the national news, I went, okay, there's some guy down in the basement of his command center that's dressing this thing up in something I don't want to hear about. I don't want to hear about it. Just keep it to yourself.
It's just creepy.
Well, I mean, I don't want to sit next to the person on the plane with my emotional support iguana. You know, leave your emotional support boa constrictor at the house. I understand the dog thing, but that even to me comes in question many times you're probably going to get mail on this one, and I'm a dog lover, but I understand that maybe sometimes on the plane, there might be people that are allergic.
Or afraid.
I mean, I look at my Sydney, and she's this big, black, hairy. I had a little kid just the other day. He said, lady, is that a bear?
Oh.
I'm like, no, it's... But anyhow, so this thing is, it's got the head of a teddy bear. It's got the hands of a man.
Which is... That is the creepiest part of it. Are the man hands.
Yeah, the man hands. And it's just like, it's all kinds of wrong. And it's like, if you really... Okay, I'm just going to say this. You have bigger problems than emotional support problems.
If you've got the man bear on your Christmas list.
You need to go see somebody. There are people that can help you with this. This is not normal.
I just have to wonder, though, and I'm quite serious about this. After 2 years of the pandemic, with so many people isolated, with so many people living their lives online or through Zoom, if there wasn't a place for that then, now not so much.
Right, because we can get out.
Yeah, because you can get out and you can see people, and it's important. It's important to socialize with people. It's important to talk to people. It's important to interact with people.
Yes. Yes. So I don't want you sitting at home pouring a cocktail for this bear and sitting down and having some quote unquote meaningful conversation, because you know why it's not going to work? Because he's not talking back to you.
Carol, his name is Spencer. Could you at least address him by his name?
Oh, for Pete's sakes. You know, and this is coming from a woman that every now and then looks at her own husband who's living and breathing and goes, you know, can you go take a walk? I need a break.
That's why one of the reasons why you have stayed successfully married for 37 years.
Right.
You got to give each other some space.
Give me some space, because if this guy's just sitting around the house the whole time, he can't get up and leave. He's going to sit there and look at me creepily, and I'm like, no, go away. He's 6 feet tall, Jane. What are you going to do with that thing?
I guess it might be funny at a party. You could dress him up like Santa. You could dress him up for Halloween.
Okay.
You could, you know, if you're going to use him as a prop statue or a novelty like that. But yeah, otherwise,
I got way better things to do with a buck and a half. You know what I mean?
Well, sure, for $150.
Yeah, I got way better things to do. In fact, you know, $150 will give me my holiday prime rib. There you go.
That's all she wants.
Maybe not. Yeah, you're right.
Don't be listening to that, Lou. She did not mean that. Hey, coming up next hour, everybody who's anybody has a podcast,
yes.
It seems to me.
Right.
And there are good ways to do podcasts, and there are not so good ways to do podcasts. And our next guest is called the Mayor of Podcast Town, a full-service podcast company that helps businesses grow their revenue through podcasting. Elsie Flanard is going to be joining us live in studio to talk to more about this. He's opened a podcasting academy.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, to help teach people how to be an effective podcaster. I am not a big listener of podcasts. Are you?
I to tell you the truth, my daughter is very involved, very, very involved in listening to podcasts. I find them fascinating. I'm kind of one that crosses over into the true crime podcasts some reason. Oh, see, now our lovely producer just gave me the thumbs up. So I think that there's a time and a place, but I do have an awful lot of questions for him. And I think that there are many people that are very unclear as to how to successfully do a podcast.
Absolutely. So stick around for that. Elsie Flanard, the mayor of Podcast Town, is going to be joining us coming up after the top of the hour news. We are going to go to break. We are Jane and Carol, Carol and Jane, filling in for Kristen Bry on As Goes Wisconsin. Don't believe it, just watch.
Work, the kids' practices, household errands, seems like every hour's rush hour at our house. But no matter how busy things get, we still make balanced nutrition a priority with help from Country Hearth Natural Breads. Whole grains and other natural ingredients are carefully blended and baked into delicious, nutritious breads like Dakota-style 12-grain, multi-grain, and 100% whole wheat. There's a Country Hearth favorite for everyone in the family. Country Hearth Breads, baking our best for you.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's today's STEM tip. Don't throw out that old plastic bottle. Repurpose it by turning it into an awesome terrarium. Just fill it with sand, pebbles, soil, and your favorite plant. It'll grow sealed right in its own ecosystem. Learn more at SheCanSTEM. A message from the Ad Council.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.